no church today. That was your praise and worship. Glory be to God. Thank you all for joining me back on IG Live, aka XYZ Live with Pastor Shug. Glory be to God for another opportunity to inspire, encourage, and promote the kingdom of God. Amen. And before we get started, before we hit the ground running, before we get that plane in the sky, I'm going to go ahead and pray for everybody watching, listening, and who's going to be under the sound of my voice. Amen. Dear Heavenly and Gracious Father, I just come today thanking you for another opportunity to encourage and inspire your kingdom. Heavenly Father, I ask that those under the sound of my voice have ears to hear you and eyes to see your plans and purpose for their lives. Lord God, I ask that you increase and I decrease right now. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Team XYZ. All right. Today's topic is going to be through the kingdom. Through the kingdom. How did we get there? Let me give you guys a little backstory. So, on Friday, I have the unique opportunity to go down to Dustin, Florida, and talk and speak. And I have a new revelation coming out on Friday in Dustin, Florida at the GIFT Conference 2024 with my apostle Johnny Young and Dr. Felicia Young as well. And I cannot wait to go speak on how do we impact the kingdom, the next generation through the kingdom of God. So today's topic is going to be through the kingdom. And today we're going to be reading from Luke chapter 14. So if you will, turn with me there. And remember, y'all, keep a Bible with y'all. Make sure that the preacher and the teacher is really preaching and teaching the word. So let's get into it. I'll start at verse 1. It says, "Now it happened, as he went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath, that they watched him closely. And behold, there was a certain man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus answering spoke to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" I like Jesus because he had a sense of humor, amen. But they kept silent. These are the lawyers and the Sadducees, amen. They kept silent. "And he took him and healed them and let him go. Then he answered them, saying, which of you, having a donkey or an ox that has fallen into a pit, will not immediately pull him up on the Sabbath day? And they could not answer him regarding these things." And so, Team XYZ, let's break down this text right quick. And what I'm going to say is, how do we impact the next generation? The kingdom will carry you. Through the kingdom of God, that man was healed of dropsy. Now, to understand just how severe this sickness was, you have to understand what it was. It was abnormal swelling. Whenever their skin or their body would hit the water, their intestines would begin to expand. And it had symptoms very closely related to heart failure. So this wasn't a simple or easy or weak task that Jesus had in front of him on the Sabbath. Amen?
All right.
And see, Team XYZ, how many of you guys know that people will herd over you to try to keep you operating at a lower dimension of frequency? See, that's what the lawyers and the Pharisees were doing when they watched him closely. And so today, there's some of you on live today, you got a bunch of people watching you closely, and they're just trying to see what you're going to do. What is God going to do with Pastor Shug? What is God going to do with Dr. D? My eyes are tuned in, and I'm watching, and today I've come to tell you that through the kingdom of God, he will carry you into making you everything you need to be. Yes. You're going to get healed. You're going to get blessed. You're going to be provided with everything that you need in order to flourish.
Come on now.
And Team XYZ, even through the technical difficulties we're going through on Instagram Live, we're going to continue to preach the gospel, amen. Well, so it said, He spoke to the lawyers and the Pharisees, first asking them, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? Now, XYZ, this is where the kingdom of God gets the glory. Because you could ask man, you could even beg man. You can go as far as you need. And so, XYZ, we just got back on live. So, the Holy Spirit, glory be to God, has successfully allowed us to continue. So, that's what I'm going to do. So, he talked and spoke to the lawyers and the Pharisees, asking them, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? Correct?
All right.
And he took him and healed them, and then answered them, saying, with a parable, asking them, if it was one of your animals, if it was one of your ox, if it was your children or your slave or your property, what would you do with it? And so even with Jesus, we have the Father who lives through Jesus showing us just how he thinks of you and I.
Favor.
He'll break the rules for you. He'll accelerate the process. He'll allow you to skip the line. He'll allow you to get healing where you're hurt at. And he's close to the brokenhearted. Those of us who are close and on the verge of heart failure, that's when the Lord gets to step in and get the glory.
All right now. All right.
And a young woman's mom asked me, how, Pastor Shug, how? How do you do it? How are you going to do it? How do you do it? And Team XYZ, can I tell y'all, it's nothing that Pastor Shug ever has to do. Because the kingdom will carry you.
Hallelujah.
The kingdom has carried me 23 years. The kingdom has got me to where I am today. And what I mean by the kingdom is the royal principles that God have put into place here on earth that allow me to work.
All right. All right.
And see, today in Gen Z, all we have to begin to do in our relationship with God, because we're halfway there, XYZ, we're really closer than the enemy wants us to believe, because now instead of religion, people are looking for relationship, amen?
Hallelujah.
But what you have to obtain is now coming into the fact that you're a son or daughter of God, amen?
Thank you, Lord.
Let me get back to the word, because I've been preaching. I've been preaching, Mama D. I've been preaching. And so if we go down to Luke 14 and 11, it says, for whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. So through the kingdom of God, this generation is going to figure out all of the riches, all of the royal laws and privileges that we have here on earth, Team XYZ. That's how we impact. That's how we influence. That's how we take unbelievers and make them believers. That's how we make the religious have a relationship. But we have to start to begin to work these royal laws and royal principles that God has already put in place. And you might say, Pastor Shane, I don't know how to work that thing out. Well, let me tell you, you got to be bold. When the Lord calls upon you, just like in that moment with Jesus, you got to be ready. You got to be about that action. And Team XYZ, I did one of the hardest messages that I ever had to do. And guess how long it was? 3 minutes and 49 seconds. And I don't even remember what I said, RIP to my little brother. But guess what? The kingdom carried me through that 4 minutes, and God ended up getting the glory. And
thank
now
you,
all
Jesus.
Week, we've been hearing testimonies of Gen Z who was saved out there at a balloon release in the park. So all of that playing church, all of that playing pastor is not needed today.
Say it.
All I have to do is work the royal identity that God has given Pastor Shug so he can get the glory. Mm. And then guess what? Daryl gets the credit.
Hallelujah.
I'm close to home with somebody today. I feel the Holy Spirit. I feel the Holy Spirit moving.
Move God.
And so in verse 13, it says, but when you give a feast, invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Because they cannot repay you, for you shall be repaid at the resurrection of the just. Oh, this is where it gets good, Team XYZ. This is why the Lord allowed me to get back online. Okay, so we don't have to worry about being provided for in the kingdom of God. What do I mean by that? Team XYZ, you see how up there they invited Jesus to come eat with them. The same people that plotted, schemed, and killed Jesus invited him to come to the feast with them. And so, basically, they set him up. But here's where God gets the glory, because even in the midst of the setup, somebody got healed. Somebody got saved. And so today, it doesn't matter who's watching, who's listening, who's gossiping, who's talking. All you have to do is be ready for God to move on you. And I know that we jumping from place to place in this message, but that's how good the kingdom of God is. It fills up everything. I was talking to an individual earlier this week, and I said, if you're only working at 50%, God steps in, and now he's able to fill the other 50%. So it doesn't matter how low you might be. It doesn't even matter how high you might get, Team XYZ. But yeah, when you're able and you're willing, see, your heart being open. See, that man got healed because he asked. His heart was open to Jesus healing him. His heart was open to an act and a move of God. So Gen Z, how do we become royal? How do we go farther than mama and daddy did? How do we go farther than what grandparents thought? We have to begin to open our hearts up what God is doing. And if we're too afraid, if we have too much anxiety and depression, we have to get closer to him. You know, Dr. D, somebody doesn't know that the definition of evil is darkness, correct? Mm. What is darkness? Darkness is the absence of God. Or, I'm sorry, let me get political with y'all. Darkness is the absence of light. Amen?
Okay.
And so, even when you turn with me, we go stay in the scripture. Even when you turn with me to verse 15, now when one of those who sat at the table with him heard these things, he said to him, blessed is he who shall eat the bread in the kingdom of God. So some of you today think it's dark, and the only thing you might have is God. You might say, Lord, all I got is you. All I've had is you. All I can see is you. That's a lot more than some people have.
That's everything. Right?
And Gen Z, if the enemy can contort your mind, and it's that quick, it's a contortion, it's a perversion, it's a quick switch that he'll try to do to make you feel as though you're not great. You're not good. You aren't blessed.
You aren't enough.
and see, I can't impact the next generation if my identity isn't right. See, if I don't have this royalness with my hair all cut and the waves all shiny, I don't have any impact. So I can't influence you. I can't influence Darius. I can't influence Vakai. I can't influence Julius. I can't influence David if my identity in the Lord, in Christ, in the kingdom of God, is not right. If I can't accept that, then he can't lead me into the impact. And I'm about to wrap up, but impact leads to influence.
Yes.
And see, influence is a fourth dimensional principle. It's a quality that when you get to a certain place, you now have it. And so the influence is now leading into the fourth dimension. So you have all of these heavenly things floating around up here because you were able to obtain the identity, get the impact, and go on and be influential. Amen? So now we're in the 4D. Do you know the 4D is where God gets the glory? That's where he works through you. That's where he uses you as a vessel. That's where miracles, signs, and wonders follow behind you, not you follow behind them. What do I mean by that? The 4D is where Jesus was at when he asked him, is it lawful to heal on a Sabbath, and did it anyway.
Go higher.
He knew that even though they watching, even though they plotting, even though they scheming and they mad, I'm still going to put it in their face so God could get the glory.
Yes,
Lord. And some of us, no, all of us, have something on our lives that God wants to get the glory for. And I'm not the pastor who's going to sit up here and lie. I can't do this without him. I'm not going to sit up here and make it sound good, Dr. D.
All right, all right.
Because that has led a whole generation into bondage. Mm-hmm. My generation. Us sugarcoating, us making it sound good, us making it look cool. But see, I can't walk this thing out without God. The absence of light, evil, darkness, the absence of light. All that means is you're without God. I can't imagine being without God in 2024. In today's economy, in today's world, in today's situation and circumstances, why would you not want to be a part of the kingdom of God? Team XYZ?
That's good.
And I could sit up here, Mama D, and I could make it sound like all of this is me. And I can make it sound like this is what I've built. But even down to the letters XYZ, it wasn't me. And so Team XYZ, the kingdom will carry you. The Lord is close to those who are brokenhearted. He'll heal you in the matter of a minute. All you have to do is open your heart up to the healing. So today, impacting the next generation. You gotta accept the identity God has for you. You have to be willing to be influential. You have to be willing to come up to the fourth dimension, Team XYZ. So that God could get the glory. And so today I believe that everybody watching, everybody listening, everybody under the sound of my voice is going to go on to attain their kingdom identity. You're going to impact the world. You're going to impact non-believers and make them into believers. The influence. Let's talk about the influence. Kingdom influence. And in this season, the Lord is looking for those individuals who are going to keep the kingdom, who are going to keep it loyal, who are going to keep the crown on even when it gets heavy, so that he can get the glory. So today, I'm praying for anybody under the sound of my voice, anybody watching this live, that now that you know the kingdom will carry, you go on and impact the next generation through the kingdom of God. Thank you all for joining me. Be blessed.